Agenda item number seven, discussion and possible action on West Central Brazos Water Distribution System. John Hall, CFO.
It's another potential action item, Mr. Chairman, and this is a once a year item that we bring to you all for your review and approval, and this is really setting a new, getting your approval to set a new rate for our West Central Brazos Water Distribution System, which is, of course, our the pipeline that we service water out of Possum Kingdom back to the northwest to customers up northwest of Possum Kingdom Lake. The next slide, I'll show you the information was in there. This is just simply recommending the new rate for the next year. We do a calculation each year. Our goal, you may remember back then, was to bring our rate structure in line to where that would become a break-even operation as far as the cost of the pipeline over a five-year period of time. And we have been doing that. This is the last of the 5 years, this particular one. So this rate structure hopefully brings it even. Now, I will mention that that's for all the customers. And we have two customers up there that, due to a previous agreement we have with them, do not pay for transportation fees. So actually, and you saw in your material that even though this says it brings it to a break even, there's actually still a $227,000 deficit in that operation because these two customers don't pay a transportation fee. But the rate structure is set evenly for all the customers to pay. There's two elements to the rate structure. There's a fixed price element and a variable rate element. You can see up at the top, the fixed price element is almost $152 per acre foot. And then we show the equivalent and different things, but $151.99 per acre foot. And the variable rate down here is $139.06 per acre foot. For the variable rate, just as a matter of the fixed rate actually went up from last year, from what it was last year, because we've added another person working on the pipeline up there, so the fixed costs have gone up, so we had to raise the rate, whereas the variable rate actually went down a little bit because the amount of water being taken is, or the cost associated with that has gone down and stuff. So there's a little bit of change in that. But anyway, that's the rate structure that is required, and that's built into our budget in the fiscal. This is for fiscal 15. It's built into the budget presentation I'll be doing later. The revenue from that.
The capacity of that's a 36 inch line, correct?
The line size varies anywhere from 8 inches up to 36 inches.
Okay, so the two customers that we're dealing with on these, do they take full capacity?
One of the entities doesn't take any water currently, and the other entity is taking a very small proportion. Any amount over and above their existing contractual, they will pay a transportation fee.
This water goes to the city of Breckenridge also?
It goes through Breckenridge, but Breckenridge doesn't take the water, and we don't have a water agreement with the city of Breckenridge.
Since I've been on the board, correct me if I'm wrong, this project has never shown a profit, has it?
That's right.
You're right. The value of it, if you'll recall back, and a lot of the board members weren't here, but in 2002, there was a significant drought out in West Texas. It made national news, and you had men and women and grandkids literally being in a line to obtain water supplies. We were asked, you know, what can we do to meet the needs of West Texas? I will tell the board there are three other entities that are seriously considering utilizing this line right now. So that would go a long way towards making this line more profitable or break even, if you will. Those entities are speaking with their respective city councils. And if y'all recall, I think Brad Burnett shows the cylinder slide of the West Texas reservoirs. There's not a whole lot of options available to them at this time. So Austin Kingdom and this line is seriously being considered.
Yeah, well, I remember early on we spent a lot of money on the pipeline, getting it up to snuff and this and that. But the
rest of that story is that the reason we bought that was because any eventualities, it was a contingency plan. It only cost $500,000 for the whole thing when we purchased it. And it was a way to get water to West Texas because we didn't know what the future was going to bring and to give people options to do that. And the right-of-ways were worth more than the money that we paid for that. We did that. The board did that with full knowledge that it was going to take a little while to get it back.
Now, I understand that, but knowing where this is, they don't have a lot of other options out there for water.
John, this goes along with
our original agreement with them, and that this has been communicated to them, this increase and all that?
Yes, we will communicate based on y'all's. If you approve this, we have letters that go out to each of the customers that we're allowed to adjust the rates and stuff, and we will notify them of the rate adjustment to all the customers associated with this. Yes, sir.
Is there a lot of water going that way out of PK?
Not Mike, maybe Mike.
No, sir. The one entity that is taking water, the Stevens Regional Sud, that they're the plant has just come online, and so it's kind of going through a startup period. They're not converting a lot of water. The other water that's utilized through the line is for oil field flood operations, and that's kind of been a constant for years.
I think last year the total amount of water that was used through the pipeline was around 2,000 acre feet for the entire year. So that's about how much goes through.
Any other question?
Is it our purpose that we just make that break even? I mean, in our rate setting?
That's been the policy or the approach so far. I assume you're talking about whether we should build some sort of a margin or a profit in that.
It was a glide slope approach that says rather than going to put them in culture shock, they came up slower.
Yeah, we're just trying to get as close to even as we can. Perhaps in the future, if we get it up to a certain point and get enough customers, there could be a little bit of a margin built into that.
Well, but as I remember, we had a customer that was paying way under rates, and we raised the rates. They were oil field use.
That's right.
But did they stay with us? I don't know. Did they keep doing business with it, or did they go away?
I think they've continued with us. One of the issues with this pipeline was that there's been a lot of maintenance required on the pipeline since we bought it, and we knew that was the case, I believe, when we bought it. So we've had to put a fair amount of money into some maintenance and repairs and things, and continue to do so. So,
any more questions? Read the resolution, please.
Okay. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that effective September 1st, 2014, for fiscal year 2015, that a fixed rate of $151.99 per acre foot, in parentheses, the equivalent of 0.467 cents per 1,000 gallons or 0.196 cents per barrel, close parentheses, shall be applied to the amount of water contracted by any customer invoiced for transportation and using the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System, and a variable rate of 0.0179 cents per barrel, in parentheses, the equivalent of 0.4268 cents per 1,000 gallons or $139.06 per acre foot, shall be applied to the amount of water delivered to any customer invoice for transportation and using the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System are hereby established, and be it further resolved that effective September 1st, 2014, and for fiscal year 2015, the fee charged for customers who access the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System for well drilling purposes or who have water made available at the Veal Parks Pump Station shall be set at $1,480, and be it further resolved that effective September 1st, 2014, and until further modified by the Board, that the fee charged for customers who access the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System through individually dedicated pumps and taps, unless otherwise provided for through an appropriate easement or deed, shall be invoiced for $1,200 for a 1-inch tap, $1,850 for a 1.5-inch tap to recover the cost of procuring the equipment, labor, and installation. And be it further resolved that fees associated with commercial, municipal, or larger taps will be charged in an amount sufficient to recover the cost of procuring the equipment, labor, and installation.
Okay. You've heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Somebody over here.
Second.
Second by Cindy.
Okay. Motion by.
Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Okay.